Chapter 5 Back Home. It is evening now. The bus brings the students home, and Isabel's dad is waiting outside St. Anne's School in his car. Isabel opens the door and sits down next to him. How was Stonehenge? Mr. Ryan asks. You look excited.
Oh, I am, Dad. The stones were great, Isabel says. What a wonderful place.
Isabel chats about the stones through the journey home. She chats about them at dinner. After dinner, she usually goes upstairs and chats to her Birmingham friends on her phone. But tonight, she stays with her parents in the living room. She chats more about Stonehenge and does not watch any TV. Mrs. Ryan looks at her husband. Well, there are many other ancient places in and near Wiltshire, says Mr. Ryan. There's the Avebury Stone Circle, that's also very famous, and there's Silbury Hill too. It's the biggest man-made hill in Europe. But why did the Neolithic people build it? No one knows. And there are the white horses. People cut them into the hills, says Mrs. Ryan. They're very strange and beautiful. I want to see all the ancient places, says Isabel. But most of all, I want to go back to Stonehenge and see the solstice. Mr. and Mrs. Ryan smile. It's nice to see you happy, Isabel, Mr. Ryan says. We were worried about you after Birmingham. Isabel goes quiet. She looks at the ground.
What is it? Says her mum. What's worrying you?
Talk to us.
You and Dad came here because of me, says Isabel.
And suddenly, she begins to cry.
You changed all our lives because my grades were bad. But my grades at St. Anne's are bad too. I'm a bad student. I get bored in class and I don't listen. And no one at St. Anne's likes me. Or they didn't before today.
Mr. Ryan puts his arm around Isabel. Isabel, do you really think that? You're wrong.
We came here because of my new job, says Mrs. Ryan. It wasn't because of your grades. We felt bad because you had to leave your friends and your life in Birmingham. It's difficult for you. We know that. And we're very sorry.
Really? Says Isabel. You didn't come to Wiltshire because of me.
Mrs. Ryan holds her daughter's hand.
No, she says. We didn't want to take you from your old school, but we really had to come here. The new job was too good,
and we wanted to live in the countryside.
But you had a good day today, says Mr. Ryan. Did you make some new friends?
Isabel smiles. Yes, she says. People were friendly to me today. Simon said sorry, and Jasmine the nerd was really nice to me.
Why is Jasmine a nerd? Asks Mr. Ryan.
Because she works really hard in class.
What's wrong with that? Says Mrs. Ryan, and laughs.
Isabel smiles.
Nothing. Jasmine's okay. She wants to see the solstice too.
2 weeks later, it is Isabel's birthday. Mr. and Mrs. Ryan give her a birthday card.
Look inside it, says Mrs. Ryan.
Isabel opens the card. There is money inside and some writing. Your other birthday present is a visit to the summer solstice at Stonehenge on Saturday, the 21st of June. You can bring 2 friends with you. Isabel puts her arms around her mum and dad.
Oh, thank you. That's the best present in the world, she says.
That afternoon, Isabel is sitting next to Jasmine in Miss Novak's history class. They are waiting for Miss Novak to arrive and start the lesson.
My birthday present is a visit to the solstice at Stonehenge, Isabel says quietly to Jasmine. Mum and Dad will take me, and I can bring 2 friends. Would you like to come?
Would I like to come? Jasmine laughs. Yes, of course. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I must ask Mum and Dad, of course, but they'll say yes.
Isabel turns to Simon and Shahid.
You enjoyed our visit to Stonehenge. Do one of you want to come to the summer solstice with us? She asks.
Mum and Dad are taking me and Jasmine, and we have a seat in the car for 1 more.
I can't, says Shahid sadly. My family are going to London that weekend. It's my cousin's 18th birthday.
I'd like to come, says Simon. Thank you.
He smiles happily at Isabel, and Isabel smiles back.